Cougar Nation.
Touchdown, Cougars take the lead.
Every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in, Cougar Nation. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday evening, even though BYU football's done for the year. It feels weird. No bowl game for BYU football. It's not a good vibe. It's not a good feeling. But, hey, when you're not a good football team, you don't deserve to go to a bowl game. And that was the case for BYU as the quest to get back to bowl eligibility. To me, it starts now. Today was day one to getting back to respectability because BYU was just not a good football team. 2-7 this year in the Big 12, 5-7 overall. Tough schedule, but man.
Hardest schedule in the Big 12.
It was, and it was maybe the toughest schedule in BYU history. I think the numbers would probably bear that out. I'd have to go do a deep dive on it, but it was a tough year for BYU. We want to get your thoughts, Cougar Nation. 801-575-8255. Let's get out to the line. Welcome in Dan from West Haven. Dan, you want to talk recruiting? What's on your mind?
Yeah, so, we all know recruiting is the lifeblood of our sports teams, specifically football. And, obviously we're talking about overhauls. I'd love to see an overhaul of our recruiting process. I mean, the reality is we've got like two guys in our recruiting office, and I feel like we're way behind the eight ball on this. Like, I know Utah's got at least 10, and I'm sure other teams in the Big 12 have, larger departments as well. And so, that's what I feel like we need to really focus on is an overhaul of our recruiting, and I'll hang up and listen to your guys' response.
Dan, well said. BYU absolutely needs to improve on the recruiting department right now. They got Justin Anderson as kind of the director of player personnel, and then Vince Fayula taking on the director of recruiting role, but they need more. After those guys, it's a lot of student interns that, they'll be there for a semester or maybe a full year, a full academic year, and then they're gone. You need full-time people that are dedicated to the recruiting grind where, and you've got those student interns right now. They're evaluating 2026 kids, 2027, 2028 even. But that's where you got to have paid professionals that have kind of skin in the game where they've been doing it at a high level. That's what you need. You need about 10 people deep on the recruiting trail because you look at BYU's recruiting class right now, number 61 overall in the team recruiting rankings for 24/7 sports, kind of the industry standard in the recruiting game. That's okay. But to me, if you want to be a consistent, bowl-eligible Big 12 team, you need to be an annual top 40 team in the recruiting rankings. And BYU can do it. They've done it in the past. And I don't think I never subscribe to the thought of, well, BYU's got limitations. BYU has always recruited
at a high
level.
They did.
They've always recruited at a high level, though. It's regressed recently when you were an independent and the importance of conference affiliation became greater than ever. But now you're in the Big 12. Now you can sell the element of, hey, you can go play for a national title with the 12-team playoff. Why not come here? You play a great brand of football at BYU. Get these kids and open up new roads. BYU has a lot to offer, and you can tell this recruiting class, you can come play. Because to me, I don't feel like anyone's nailed down any sort of job for next year's team. I'm sorry. I look across the board on this team for next year. Who do you say is the face of the program right now?
Nobody.
I feel like it's up for grabs. There's got to be competition all across the board. And if you're a heralded kid with a lot of offers, you can get some NIL piece together with the deal. Get these guys in here to come in and compete and play right away. If you can get them for just at least 1 year, you got to be more aggressive, relentless on the recruiting trail.
Let me add to that. It's something I strongly believe in and have for a long time on Cougar Sports Saturday, which will return in its original form this Saturday, noon to 3. So, and look, we're mixing in some hoops starting on Saturday as well. So looking forward to that. Number 19 in the nation. They deserve some love. They'll get it on Saturday when we roll out Cougar Sports Saturday again. They have to put a higher emphasis on local in-state recruiting and keeping guys of the faith that have 3, 4, 5 stars. They need to come to BYU. Look, you're a portal guy. BYU had a good portal class this year, and it didn't really pan out the way that we thought it all would.
I would say, though, with the LDS recruits, I get kind of tired of the thought of some of these LDS recruits in the past that said, well, BYU didn't recruit me first, so now I'm not interested. But, a major Big Ten school could swoop in at the last minute, and that's okay for me.
I agree. That's
There's
annoying.
Always a higher standard for BYU. It's like, well, they didn't recruit me first, so I'm going to hold it against them forever. It's like, why is we see that, like, BYU's in the Big 12. They could be a little more selective. And I don't agree where you just willy-nilly say, here, you're a local kid, so here's an offer. But I do agree you got to get better in the state, because you look at the top 10 recruits in the 2024 class, you've only got one, and that's DeVoe Tuataga, who's a good edge rusher, and hopefully he pans out. That's been another position, too. BYU's getting edge rushers in-state. None of them are hitting. Michael Daly officially announced formally he's going to the portal. We've known that for weeks. Michael Daly, Michael Daly, John Henry Daly, expected to be going to the portal as well. There's a lot of movement for BYU, and none of these guys are hitting in that edge rusher spot. You got to hit at the high school level at the edge rushers, because one thing I've seen the last 4 or 5 years when it comes to transfer portal, you're not getting elite offensive tackles. You're not getting elite edge rushers at those positions.
No.
It's the skill positions where the portal has just a massive wave of talent. But on the lines, you're not going to the portal. You got to get high school recruiting. You got to recruit at a high level. And if you're going to win in the Big 12, you got to get some guys that are going to have a long list of Power 5 offers, and you got to go compete. And that consists of every single day bending the knee to a 17-year-old and texting them all the time, sending them edits. And look, if you're a middle-aged man, you're thinking that, like, that sounds awful, but your living is determined by these 17-year-olds. So that's what it is. College football
is
a bizarre—
not a place I want to be.
It is a bizarre sport, but that's what it is in this game. And that's where I think, too, NIL could help the cause.
Yes.
Because, again, I believe that BYU has a lot to sell. Like, I think you and I are people that look at this program and go, man, there's so much potential. Kalani understands that. I love the passion that Kalani brings, but they just got to kind of fine-tune the nuts and bolts and execute this thing at a higher level and just kind of make sure this operation is just kind of churning. And you got to put more resources to that recruiting staff. So when Dan calls in and talks about the recruiting, that is a piece that's got to kind of ramp up a little bit and have more manpower added, men or women, whatever it is. You got to add some more people to that
group. It's got to be better across the board. I just feel like, gosh, the easiest way to do this is to get more Reiner Swansons. Like,
yes,
that's what I'm referring to when I say sure, local. And like, that was a big get. Start to get those kids who maybe before would say, I like you, BYU, but you're not playing big boy football.
Sure.
Now that that's removed, hone in on those guys and land those guys. Because your point about one of 10 in state, top 10 for next year, that's not good enough if you want to compete in the Big 12.
I completely agree. Our producer, Nate Slack, just chimed in with a great nugget. Kalani needs to pull a page out of Broncos' book and draw pictures of recruits to send to them.
Hey, that worked for him.
It worked for Diane Lake.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. That was a very chiseled Diane Lake. Hey, let's get to what's trending up and trending down in the world of BYU football.
Cougar Nation, trending. What's trending up and what's trending down this football season?
We'll make this quick because we got to get to a break here. I'd say trending up real quick. Middle linebacker. Thought that was a position group that looked pretty good against Oklahoma State. Ace Kafusi, Harrison Taggart, Siali Asare. I know he's banged up, but that's a position I feel like there's some optimism going forward for BYU.
Trending up for me, Will Farron.
Yeah.
That was a cold-blooded kick.
Yes.
Right down the pipe. That could have went from 55. Look, I was a doubter to start the year. I really was.
Everyone was.
I'm all in. Like, BYU's in a good spot for the next 2 years.
Spencer Linton reported that he got a scholarship, so well-deserved for Will Farron. Trending down, job security for coaches. I just think that, hey, when you make changes and you have a losing season, like, BYU doesn't lose. I don't care that you went to the Big 12. The standard doesn't get lowered.
Yep.
You elevate the standard because you're now on a bigger stage. So job security takes a hit for some of these coaches.
Play calling from Aaron Roderick trending down for me. I just thought, especially the past couple weeks, it was super conservative. They played not to lose, and that's not going to work.
Cougar Nation brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth, fee-only fiduciaries who help you live within your meaning. BlueBarnWealth.com. Taking our final break. We'll take more of your calls next here on Cougar Nation.